Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Hey. Daf Hey, we are on Dalet Amud Beis. We just mentioned the, obviously we're in the context of the Dalet Avos Nezikin, which is the first Mishnah. And then on Dalet Amud Beis, we got into Reb Oshia's 13 Avos Nezikin and Reb Yechiya's 24 Avos Nezikin. So that's what we just started to read. Reb Yechiya's 24, let's read them again, because now we're going to discuss them a little more in depth. So Tani Reb Yechiya. Esrim v'arba avos nezikin. There are 24 avos nezikin. So besides the 13 mentioned by the Mishnah and Reb Oshia, there's 11 more. What are they? Tashlume kefel v'tashlume arba v'chamisha. The payment of kefel when a ganav steals and he has to pay back double. V'tashlume dala v'hei, and the payment of 4 and 5 if after you steal he is toveach u'mocher. V'ganav v'gazlan, and a ganav and a gazlan. Let's talk about those few that have just been mentioned on the sheet. So first of all, Ganef and Gazlan, they're separate, right? Aren't they the same? And we're talking about the Karen of both. The Karen of Geneva and the Karen of Gzila, because we know by Geneva you also have Kefel. So that's already separate. So here, the Geneva and the Gzila, you're talking about the Karen, and yet they're listed separately, right? Rashi even says on the third wide line, V'Gazlan Nami Avu, as if Rashi is somewhat defensive. You know, this is also an Av. What exactly is the relationship? Isn't it the same? Okay, so the Mishnah says later on, right? The Gemara says later on, the end of Meruba, Daf Ayin Tesla Mabez, Bava Kama, what's the difference between Gneva and Gzela? The difference is whether it's in public or whether it is in private. Gneva, it's in private, and therefore you're hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that makes it worse somewhat. Gzela is in public, everybody sees, you just go over to him and you're a gazlan. So maybe that's why there's this kefel and dal only by Geneva and not by Gzela. Maybe there's something more. What exactly is the difference between even the Karen of Geneva and the Karen of Gzela? So we mentioned in the past that there seem to be a number of halachos that are different, especially in the Rambam. If you look at the Gemara in Besachat Bava Metzia, beginning of the Yom Neshach, Daf Samach Aleph, the Gemara talks about Gonev Amanas Lamekat. Stealing for fun. Gonev Amanas Lamekat. And that's Asur Daraisa, it seems to say the Gemara. So what exactly is that case of Gonev Amanas Lamekat? So the Ritva there has two deos. The Ritva says, Gonev Amanas Lamekat, Pirish, Bechdei Litzair Lechaveiro Belvad. If you steal because you're teasing, because you want to bother your friend, Vidaito Lahachzir Lo. But you have in mind to give it back. You steal a kid steals somebody's pencil, you give it back in 10 minutes. That's a Nisus Daraisa, according to the first day of the Ritva. That's Daraisa, going to the Manas Lameke, not allowed to do that. Even if Daita Lachsir. For Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, Rabbeinu Tam says that can't be the Pshat. She'im Kain Kol Ha'olam over in Balavze. Says that everybody's violating, says the Rabbeinu Tam. So it can't be that that's the Pshat of going to the Manas Lameke. What's that, right? If you're going to give it back, there's no Isser. Ella, v'lo asa rachmana, ella kishadaito la'akba la'atzmo. The only answer must be when you're going to keep it. V'lo sheyena mimenu, ella sheyitzar l'chaveiro. But the chiddush is that you didn't steal it in order to get it. You stole it in order to pay your friend, but obviously not going to give it back. So that's a chiddush. So we would have thought, according to the time, that that's not asur. Because your kavan is not really to bother to keep it. This kavan is to bother the guy. You would have thought that's not really stealing. Kamash what it is. Either way, Rovi showed him, hold like the first day of Rabbeinu Tam, that going to the manas l'meikat is asur daraisa, even though you have in mind to give it back. So there is no parallel Gemara about Gozal Manas Lamekat. No parallel. There's only Gonev Manas Lamekat. So you would have said, Meislav Dafka, there's one Gemara about the Gonev, but it means by Gozal. What, every Gemara has to appear by both? But if you look at the Rambam has a major focus by Geneva, by Gonev Manas Lamekat. He makes that front, he puts that front and center, and by Gozal he does not have it. Is not having the book of first of all in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So we know in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam doesn't mention every single halacha. Sefer HaChinuch mentions more halachas in his Sefer HaMitzvos. But the Rambam basically mentions it has a few lines related to the nature of each of the mitzvahs or the averos. So if you look in Reish Mem Gedalid, Lo Sasei Reish Mem Dalid, the Rambam mentions not to steal, Lo Lignov Mamon. And he feels the need in the Lo Lignov Mamon to put Gonev Amanas Lamekat. He puts it into Sefer HaMitzvos as if that Geneva captures the whole essence of Geneva. So why is that? Right? There are 10 halachas that are not there. For he puts it Geneva Manas Lamekat. Gezela, he doesn't put it in. Gezela, he mentions, by the way, it's a lava nitak latashlumins, therefore you're not going to get malchus. That's what he puts into Gezela. But he doesn't mention Gozal Manasal Meikat. And also, even in, there are differences even in the halachos. If you look at the beginning of Hilchas Geneva as parallel to the beginning of Hilchas Gzela, there are slight differences. The Rambam puts in halacha Aleph of Hilchas Geneva, Echad Agonev Es HaGadol O Es HaKatan. Doesn't matter if you steal, if you're Gonev from a Gadol or from a Katan, it doesn't matter. That's in Hilchas Geneva. The victim does not matter by Geneva. By Gzela, does not have that in halacha Aleph. Doesn't have it in halacha Aleph. He just says Gozal Es Chaveru Din Torah. I'm not saying the halacha is different, but he doesn't have that emphasis. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchas Geneva that we are... No, this might not be at the beginning. He has it in... He has Ra'ui Lebezdin Lahakos Es Haktanim Al HaGeneva. Bezdin should whack the Ketanim to make sure they're not Gonev. Doesn't say that by Gzela. So again, what exactly are all these differences? So many Achronim, Reb Chaim, and others say that maybe there's a fundamental difference between the Mechayev of Geneva and the Mechayev of Gzela. Geneva, the Mechayev is Maisa Geneva. The Maisa that you did, the Maisa is so abhorrent that's the Mechayev, that's Mechayev you the Karen, even though it's in private. You might have said just the opposite. Gzela seems to be the more action that's focused on, but still no, Geneva is the Maisa Geneva, and that's why even go to the Bas Lameka, you're going to give it back. So what? It's the Maisa, and that's why Bezdin whacks the Ketanim. You know, not to do it, because it's the Maisa that is the problem. And that's why the victim does not matter. And that's why he says in Halacha Aleph, doesn't matter who you do it, it's the Maisa. Mashen Ken, Gzela is about the Hefsin Mamon. Gzela is about the loss that you're causing. And that's why there's no Gozal Manasal Meikat. You're not causing a loss, so it's not going to be Usser. And that's why you're not going to bang the Ketanim, because it's not the Maisa that's involved. And that's why, also just to mention, the Rambam has a whole list of people that are quasi Gazlanim. Kofer Bipikadon. I have something of yours, and I deny having it. So that we say that's Nechshav Gazlan. Shoal Shalom Midas, if you borrow something without permission. The Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes, all right, that's like a Gazlan. If somebody is... other types of cases. So why those Gazlanim and not Ganavim? Because there's no Maisa Geneva there. There's no Maisa Gzela there. You cover Bibigadim, you got it Beheter, you were a Shomer. So again, those are all Gazlanim and not Ganavim, because it's all about the Hefsid cause, not about the Maisa. So with all that, fits in beautifully in our Gemara. Geneva and Gzela are two different Avos Mezikin, because they have two Mechayvin. Even the Keren amongst them are two Mechayvin. That is Geneva and Gzela. Others, next point on this list, in that same phrase. We have Geneva, let's focus on Geneva for a minute, different than Kefel. It says both in Geneva. So why would you say that? Geneva and Kefel are two different avos. So Rav Gusman in Kuch Seish Yerim, again, every piece there is about 25 pages long, but part of one of those pieces discusses this issue, and he suggests that it's a Rambam Riven Machlokas Lashitaso in five or six places. How do you look at the relationship between the Karen and the Kefel of Geneva? Are they one lump sum? Once you steal, you have to pay back double. Double. Two. Right? You have to pay back double the Karen. Or do you say no, that they are different payments? Even in, again, start off with Sefer HaMitzvahs. If you look in the Minyan HaKatzar, the Rambam counts Mitzvah Reish Lamites, 10th to the last mitzvah, to judge a ganav and a gazlan. To judge a ganav, really a ganav. Ladun beganav betashlumin o bemisa. Right, bemisa if you stole a person, and tashlumin if you stole money. The Raiva there says you should count two. One for judging the Karen, one for judging the Kefel. Rav says count two mitzvahs. It's two separate Dine Torah. Or, you look at the Rambam, and the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, in Perek Aleph, Halacha, Tesvav. Right, the Rambam discusses a concept of if you ever Misha Ganav Kli V'Shavar, let's say you stole a Kli and you broke it, right? Do you say that you give back the shards and you just make up the difference, or do you have to give back a whole new Kli? So Gemara says Ein Shaman, right? Ein Shaman Lo Apachas El Aroan Kama Hayashav Kli U'Misham LeBailam Shnai Medamav. The Rambam says you're not allowed to just give back the shards. You got to give a whole new Kli or whatever it's worth. That's the concept. Says the Raivid, no, that's only by the Karen. By the Kefil you can give back the differences. Again, there's a difference between the Rambam and the Rambam, that the Rambam puts it all together, just like he did in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Ravid says, no, there's a difference between them.
Looking for the difference between Karen and Kefel?
Modeh b'knas. Okay, that might be because of it is a knas payment, but once you pay, how do you look at the payment from the standpoint of the ganav? You're right, one's mamon and one's a knas, 100%. But still, the Rambam, time and again, here's two, and I'll mention one more, puts the two payments as one mitzvah, puts it as one payment. You're right, one is a knas, but the kefal might be looked at as double the karen. You're right, it's a knas. We're going to see today. Whenever you pay more than what you're supposed to, it's a knas. But I'll lump this, there's something going on here. There are three machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. How do you look at the Karen and the Kefil? Do you lump them together? Or do you say that they could be looked at as two separate payments? I might just mention one more. And then, Tfisa. Gana v'kata bimenu aver. Let's say, of achar kach machra. Let's say I stole an animal, and then I cut off a limb of the animal, and then I sold it. That's a suffix in the Gemara. If you damage the animal before you do tvichu mechira. That's a suffix in the Gemara. So what do we paskin by tvisa usually? By suffix, hamoz mechar lavaraya. Right, you're not allowed to, so we paskin pater, because we're not sure what the halacha is. The Rambam says, vim tafas hanizak, but what if the nizak jumps and grabs it? So now he's the mochzak. So in mosin miyadu, he gets to keep it. That's the Rambam. Says the Ravid, the kivan de yosim imashi hiziku, ein koach lachayva elu lebezdin u bidin pisuk below suffik. Vizek kivan she suffik u etzlam, eich gamru es dino. So the Rambam, how did you do tvisa? The knas doesn't exist yet before the bezdin is machayivit. Because bezdin was not machayiv the knas, because it was a suffik, so you can't be tofes the kefel. But the Karen, you can't be Tofei. So again, the Rambam puts together the Karen and the Kefel, and the Ravid is Machal between them, and Geneva and Beis Yud Beis. From these three and others, Rav Gusman thinks that it's a machloka between the Rambam and the Ravid. How do you look at the two payments? And again, right here, you have them as two separate avos nezikin. Okay, those are two important concepts that come up on this first list of Rabbi Chiya. You just read the list. You think it's just a technical list. There's not so much lumpus there, but really every line here is discussed by the Rishonim. Okay, let's continue. The Edom Zomamin. Next one on the list. Edom Zomamin. So what exactly is the case by Edom? Edom Zomamin is one of the Avos Tzikin. So Tosfos here discusses. Edom Zomamin, we know the halacha is that if you... It's only because Kasher Zomam lo Kasher Asa. Only how you tried to do. The Edom tried to inflict the punishment. But if they actually did it, then they're Pater. For whatever reason, we mentioned in the past. Various reasons. But how is that an Avanezek, though? If the whole point of the Edom Zomim, they're chayiv only when they didn't do anything, so that's an avanezek. How could that be? So Tosfos assumes that it can't be. Tosfos assumes that here it must be a case where the Edom Zomim were successful. But we're talking about Dine Mominus. And by Dine Mominus, you don't always have to say Kasher Zomim, lo Kasher Asa. Says Tosfos, Edom Zomim, Pirish Riva, the Afilu Shile Mapia Edom Zomim Chayavin. Even if Ruve paid based on the Edim is still going to be chayiv. There is no concept of kasher asa when it comes to mamonis. Give the money back. Ruve can give the money back, so you can always make it into a case of kasher zamam. There's no principle of kasher zamam or kasher asa when it comes to mamonis, and that's why this is an avad ezek. That's Tosfos's first day. The rima farish to l'tzarech l'hai time up. You don't have to have that reason, because anyway, by dina mamonis, your own shin min hadin. Something we discussed on daf beis. Even if you're going to say by Dina Mamanis, you won't say Kasher Zamam or Kasher Asa, you'll say Kasher Zamam, the Kosher King Kasher Asa. So even if you want to say there's no concept of Eshav HaChazara, you would say Onshin Min Hadin. So those are the two days of Tosfos. The Rashba, Shin Mukhmetos also has a day like this. The Rashba has a third day. And he says, no, even if they were not successful, it was just Kasher Zamam, that's enough to be called an Avanezek. The biggest Chiddush. They only tried to do it. For Edom Zomim, that's enough to be called an Avanezek. Afilu lo shilem karya bei mamona mishum da asu l'afsudi mamona. They came to be mafsid, that's enough. Edom Zomim has different rules. Even if they try to do it, it's as if they did it, and therefore they're going to have to pay. And that's an Avanezek. It's an Avanezek even if they didn't cause any loss. If they cause any loss, so it's a pure Maisa. There's no loss involved. Still, that's the Chiddush of Edom Zomim. That's the Rashba. So three days. Tosfos has two, and then the Rashba. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, what else is on the list? V'ha'ones v'amafateh. Somebody's ma'anes or mafateh, a woman. U'moti shemra, and it's moti shemra, parshas kiseitze, about the woman. V'ametameh. I go and I'm metameh, the truma of my Kohen friend. V'ha'medameh. I mixed my friend's chulin with truma. So that's not a total loss. Meaning I could sell it to the Yisrael could sell it to the Kohen minus the value of the truma. So it's not a total loss, but it's still a hazik. V'ha'menasech. And menasech. What's menasech? So Rashi says specifically Menasach means you pour your friend's wine to Avodah Zarah. Menasach Yerayin Avodah Zarah. It does not mean, right, and the Gemara discusses why is in a Kimlai. Right, in the Dominate, you're going to be Pater because you did Avodah Zarah. And Menasach does not mean, Rashi said, that you just took some Yayin Nesach and you mixed it into your friend's wine. That's not what it's talking about, but it's just the, it's talking about actually being Menasach the wine. So those are the 11. Vahani Tlesar, and then these 13. Ha Esr Marba. So that makes 24 altogether. So Raboshi, my time alo tani hani. Why did Raboshi have this whole list that Rabbi Chiya has? So Mamona Kamari, Beknaza lo Kamari. Why? Because he only has Rabbi Chiya. Raboshi only has Mamonis. All of these extra payments are Knasos, and therefore he's not talking about Knasos. Ganav and Gazlan the Mamona who listing. I Ganav and Gazlan, meaning the Keren of Ganav and Gzela is Mamonis. So why doesn't Rabbi Oshia have those? So Haktani le, he does have them. Where does he have them? Shomer Chinam v'Hashalel. Shomrim. Shomrim. What's by Shomrim? If I go over to a Shomer and he denies having my item, and it comes out that he stole it, that's called Toein Tainas Ganav, the sugi at the beginning of Perak Meruba. So in that case, Yechayev. Yechayev. So that's Geneva. That's Geneva. So Rabchia does have it on, Raboshi does have it on the list. So ask Gemara of Rabchia, Nami, Hatanali, Shomer Chinam v'Hashalel. If Geneva includes that, so why does Rabchia have it separately on the list? So Tani Mamona Dasal Yadibat Teira, Fakhtani Mamona Dasal Yadibi Surah. Rabbi Chiya feels the need to have it separately. Mamonis that came to your hand Behetera, meaning Toin Tainas Ganav, you still got it, you received it Beheter. Geneva, you took it Be'isser, so therefore it could still be two separate ones on the list. And this already, yeah?
It only
answers for Ganav, but what if your Toin Tainas Gazlan? That's a question over there. We're going to get to that, you know, in about 2 months or so. But that's a question over there. We'll mention a little bit now. But that's the this is the machlokas. So interesting, machlokas amoraim, whether you could put the word geneva on your list or you could put the word shoel and the shomrim, and that can mean geneva. So again, this might reflect a much deeper question of how do you look at Toin Tainas Ganav? How much is that connected to Ganav? We know Toin Tainas Ganav has to swear that he didn't steal it. So how much is the Mechayiv of that case the oath? Because that would make it very different than a regular Ganeva. Or how much is it the Hefsin Mamu that you're causing? That the fact right when you're kofar, you're stealing it, and the shmu is just to make it more serious. So again, there's many, many rayas, lakan lakan. How do you look at Toin Tainas Ganav? How much is it kiganeva? Kiganav, how much not? Look at Rashi here. Ganav and Gazlan are both by forced. But Toin Tainas Ganav and Toin Tainas Ganav, by both of them, it's by words, but you're forcing, you're keeping the item. Look at Rashi, second last to last line in Rashi. Lo b'toin tainas ganav, lo b'toin tainas ganav, shahari hu chayiv b'kulo. And then where's the line that I wanted to mention? The previous line, right? The toin tainas ganav kiganav, toin tainas ganav kigazlan. That Gemara at the beginning of Meruba uses that lashon that it's kiganav and kigazlan. But how much do you focus on the cuff? How much is a kit? Okay, but that is again a big discussion that the Hashem we will have then. Okay, continuing analyzing the list. Adam Zomamin, the Mamona who listeni. We said that Rabbi Oshia did not have any Knossos on his list. So what about Adam Zomamin? Isn't that Mamon? So he should have that on the list. Why is that only on Rabbi Chiya's list? Why isn't that on Rabbi Oshia's list? How do you know it's Mamonis? Because Rashi explains. What's a Knoss? Knoss is where you pay more than you damaged. To call him Shalom Yosra Masha Hizik, Kagon Kefel, Da'av, hey, that's a Knoss. Ukagon, or anything that's katsuv, anything that's finite, that's specific in the Torah, like Shloshim Shel Eved and Chamishim Shel Onus Mafate, Mea Shel Motzi Shemra, all of those are considered knasos, paying more than what you have to, or a specified sum. But anything else is not a knas. So why isn't that on the first list? So the Gemara answers, no, you're wrong. He thinks Eden Zomin is a knas. Savar Lak Rabbi Akiva, he was like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar in Mishalman Al Piatzman, who says that you don't pay Al pi atzman, by yourself. Basically, that's the principle of mode beknas pater. Mode beknas pater, if somebody admits to a knas before Bezdin is mechayevet, he's pater. So that's where Rabbi Akiva holds. What exactly is the case? Where by Edom Zomim do you have mode beknas pater? That's a machlokas here between Rashi and the Tosas Rid. You know what Rashi says? Rashi says the case is that they were convicted as Edom Zomim in Bezdin A. They were convicted already. And then they run out before their sentence. And they go to Bezdin B, and they admit that they're Edom Zomim. That's what Rashi says. Motiv HaKnas Potter. Says the Tosafot is read. That's Motiv HaKnas Potter. That's not Motiv HaKnas Potter. If you're already convicted, it's no longer a knas. It's already mamun that Bezdin is going to be mechayev you, and therefore it's mamunus. Rabbi Kiba wouldn't say Motiv HaKnas Potter there. What's the case? The case is, says the Tosafot Rid, we have a Tosafot Rid on Baba Kama, wonderful. So like we had on Kedushin, Pirush HaMori quotes Rashi, he says the Kashuli, he says after that it's not Knossos anymore. So it's no, it's after they testified themselves. Kasher Zamam, right? They gave testimony, then they decided, before any Edim Mazimin came, they went to Bezdin and said, you know what, we lied. That's Moda. That's what they are Moda. Before Bezdin is Mechayev anything, that's the case of Moda B'Knas. But once Bezdin is Mechayev it, so then you can't say it's Moda B'Knas. That's the machlokas between Rashi and the Tosfos Rid, what exactly is the case. The Ksos has a pshara. The Ksos in Siman Shin Beis, he says Shin Nun, that maybe there's a pshara. If they would go and admit in a different Bezdin, maybe Rashi would be right. Even though the same Bezdin would be able to be Mechayev them. He goes out why that would be, but that's his distinction. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. He also like Rabbi Akiva that ain mishalman al pi asman. What's the svara for modeh b'knas pater? Right, if I'm modeh with a knas, if I steal, I'm a ganav, and then I go to the bezdin, and before bezdin convicts me, I admit to stealing, so I'm pater from kefal. Pater from kefal, I only have to pay the karen. Why is that? So something like Zeres HaKasov, Modeh B'Knas, you know, is Pater. A. B, the other svar given by the Rishonim is, you're doing Tshuva. And if you're doing Tshuva, we're not going to be Kones you. If we see that you're doing Tshuva, that's why there's a Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. What if you're Modeh B'Knas only after you see the Edom walk into court? You see the Edom walk into court, so you run in front of them. I did it, I'm sorry. So that's a Machlokas. Right? So that's a Machlokas. If you see the Edom, Mamash B'Shin Uban. Right, so again, that might relate to what the reason is. But there's a third reason given by some of the Achronim. Rabbi Chanan says this, Rabbi Soloveitchik said this. What's the reason Modeh B'Knas Pater? A knas by definition is a punishment, is an onesh. An onesh by definition has to be inflicted by Bezdin. A self-inflicted onesh is anti-definitional. It's not called an onesh. If a child goes and puts themselves in their room, I did something wrong, that's not an onesh. The parent gives an onesh. Right, so an onesh by definition might have to be inflicted by Bezdin. And therefore, that's why Motiv HaKnas could be Pater. Rav Soloveitchik had a suffix then about the following case. We know there's a concept that Bezdin is not allowed to give punishments on Shabbos. That includes Bezdin giving punishment on Shabbos. So, Pashtus, that means Misa. Bezdin is allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. That's a Malacha. And even Malchus. Malchus is wounding. So he had a suffix. What about being dandine knossos on Shabbos? So of course there's an issur d'rabbanan of masa umatan and din. Now that I have din, but would they also violate an issur d'oraisa of being manish on Shabbos? That was his suffix. Because if you say a knas is an onesh, so then when they tell somebody to give a knas on Shabbos, are they violating a din d'oraisa? Find a d'rabbanan of din. That was his suffix. How far do you go in calling a knas an onesh? Those are three ideas behind Modeh B'Knas Pater. Again, Gzeiras HaKasav, doing tshuva, so we're not going to push him too hard, and it has to be enforced. If you want to look at the way that is, Eretz Tzvi, Rav Shechter quotes that thought from Rav Soloveitchik at the end of his Sefer. Continuing, Isav Rala Rabbi Akiva, if he helped me on the third line. Isav Rala Rabbi Akiva, we did a lot on the previous Amud. Everybody says that we never do Amud Beis. No, we usually spend a lot of time on the bottom of Amud Beis before we get to Amud Aleph. So the only part of Amud Beis that's lost out in this cycle is the middle of Amud Beis. So we'll have to start there in the next cycle. Isavar la Rabbi Akiva. That's what Hashem. Isavar la Rabbi Akiva. 1 minute. If he, Rabbi Oshi, also Rabbi Akiva, so let's see, Trey Gavnei Shar. So then we said yesterday that he didn't want to list two types of cases where Shar damages because there's no difference between them. But according to Rabbi Akiva, there is a difference. Trey Gavnei Shar, listi Shar da Azik Shar, a Shar that damages a Shar, listi Shar da Azik Adam, and also a Shar that damages an Adam. Why? It's not because we're going to have the Mishnah later on says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af Tam Shechaval Ba Adam, Mishalim Bemosa Nezak Shalim. Rabbi Akiva holds that a Shar Tam that is Choval a person pays Nezak Shalim. So you see there's a difference. A Tam is Mazik another Shar, he pays Chatzi Nezak, and a Tam is Mazik another, he pays Nezak Shalim. So you see there's a difference between them according to Rabbi Akiva. So he answers the Gemara, no. Hatavre Rabbi Akiva Lekzizeh. Rabbi Akiva literally broke his fist. means he moderated his opinion. Tavir Rabbi Kiva Lugzize. The Tanya Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says, Yachal Aftam Shechava Ba'adam Shalem in Haliyah. Fine, a Tam that wounds a person pays Nezak Shalem, but you might have thought he pays Bin Ha'aliyah. What does that mean? Bin Ha'aliyah means he pays even more than he is worth. There are two types of payments. Min aliyah means paying no matter what the, if whatever the sum is, you have to pay. Migufo means up until the amount that the mazik himself is worth. So you might say that when a tam gores, even if the tam is only worth 100 shekel, you might have to pay still the whole damage. So tam alomar, no. Yes, hello. Migufo mishalim bein mishalim min aliyah. So even though Rabbi Akiva says he pays nezek shalim, he's not he's not always going to pay nezek shalim. There'll be cases where he pay less, where the animal is worth less. So says Tosa, so what? He'll still pay Nezek Shalem sometimes.
Yeah, it's still a difference.
Right, it's still a difference. Says so what does that mean? So Tosva says, the end of Tosva's on top, Tekiva de Mishalem el Migufo, e efshar lemisne gabi avos. So Tosva's, once you only pay Migufo, can't be by the avos, because all the other avos never pay Migufo. Tarina la kaman, kulam ka avos hein l'shalem yimeitav. You always pay from the iddis, you always pay from the best. Tosva says, Migufo is not an av. The Nitziv just says a little simple. The Nitziv says, no, because you're not always going to pay Nezek Shalem. To be an Av, you have to have a payment that's Mevurar. That's clear what it always is going to be. And if you don't have that, says the Nitziv, to be Makam She'en Kala Hezek Mishtalim Bebirur Loktani. So it's not a clear payment. Sometimes it will be Nezek Shalem, sometimes it won't be Nezek Shalem. And therefore, you cannot put it on the list of Avos.
Presumably, Kofar is a Kapara.
Presumably, again, right. If Kofar is a Kapara, then it might not be a different seed. Ha'onis on the father of Amozi Shemra. Right, all these three. D'mamona hu listeni. So again, there is a mamon payment in all of these. So then why don't you have these? Why doesn't Rabbi Chia have these? Rabboshi have these on the first list. So Ma'anav Shach, the Mara says why? E Nezek, if you're talking about the damage, right, the lessening of value that the perpetrator caused, Tanalei. So he has Nezek. He has Nezek in the first din. Itzar, right, he has the five. Nezakar, Ibishevas, and Boshas. Itzar, Tanale. If it's the pain cause, he has it. Iboshes, Tanale, the embarrassment. Ipagam, Haino Nezek. Pagam, the lessening of the value that is Nezek. So what's left? Ma Islet Chalamemar, Knasa, Knasa Lokamairi. The Knas that they have to pay. The Onis Mafate, Moti Shamra, so then he's not talking about Knasas. Ametamev, Amadabav, Amanase, close three. Right, you're Metame, somebody's Truma, you mix it in, you do, you pour the wine. Rashi again emphasizes here, Menasech. Shenisech, about halfway down. Shenisech yain chaveir l'avodah zarah. You poured your friend's wine to avodah zarah. Va'asro bahana'a. And you asked it bahana'a. Ho'el va'avid be'maisa be'gufei de'yayin. Because you didn't act in the actual wine. What's Rashi bothered by? Rashi's implicitly thinking about ein adam osur davar she'eino shalo. Right? If I go and bow down to your tree, it's not asur. It's not us, sir. I can't offer something that's yours. I can't eat out the most of Shalom. I can't make you something yours hektish. I'm machters after the base of Migdash. But there is a difference. Let's say I take your milk and I take your meat and I cook it together. Ah, eat out the most of Shalom. Of course not. Because you've created a mitzius, a physical act that you did with his food, and that's it. You asked it. And then the Isser even comes from Mewa. It's not even you did anything. You created. So that's what Rashi's alluded to here. You did a Maisa Bukuf HaDavar. If you did a Maisa Bukuf HaDavar, that overrides the principle of Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein HaShalom. So by Gneva, that you took something. You didn't create a new status to the item.
Someone else's wine and doing something Oser. Is he doing it with the person's Rishos or without?
No, let's say without the person's Rishos. So but you're doing a Maisa Bukuf HaDavar.
Why isn't it
Geneva? So I think the Gemara there in Gittin, when it talks about why isn't it Kimle V'damine, why isn't it Avodah Zarah, it talks about maybe you didn't take it, while it was still in his Rishus, you did it less than three. So you have to figure out that question also. So however you answer that question, it'll answer your question. So all of those, the Mamona who listed, right, your damages, why aren't those listed? So Manashach, so again we say, what are the choices? E Hezek She'eino Nikar Shmei Hezek. We know major machlok is if Hezek She'eino Nikar. Hezek that you do that is not recognizable. Rashi says, the Hezek is not Nikar in the fruit. You look at the fruits, you can't tell fruit or tummy or tar. Right, so it's Hezek She'eino Nikar. The Ritva says, not here, but there Maseches Gittin, Hezek She'eino Nikar is defined as Hezek where the victim, the perpetrator could just say, look, here's your fruit. I'm giving it back to you. There's only a halachic problem with it. Right? There's no physical lessening. So if Hezek Sheino Nikar is Shmei Hezek, it has the status of actual damage. So it has Nezek on the list. E Hezek Sheino Nikar lo Shmei Hezek, havelek knaso b'knaso lo kamari. And if it's lo Shmei Hezek, the only reason you'd be chayiv is because of a knas, and we're not talking about Knossos. We're not talking about Knossos. Let's say Rabbi Chiya holds, Rabbi Chiya, who has it on the list, holds Lo Shmei Hezek. Why? The Ishmei Hezek, Katanali Nezek, because he has Nezek. How does he have Nezek and these three? It must be he thinks they're a different category. Lo Shmei Hezek. So my answer is no. Even if it's Shmei Hezek, he still will list them differently because they have a little different attributes. Tana Hezek at the Minkara, but Tana Hezek at the Lo Minkara. It's Hezek that's recognizable and Hezek that is not recognizable. So you can still have it on the lists. The Mari Katz, the Rishonim in the Jewish Kabbalah here, says, 1 minute. If Hezek Sheino Nikar is Lo Shmei Hezek, then it's only Aser Midrabanan. So how can it be on the list anyway? It's a Knas. Knas Lo Kamairi. Hezek Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek means you're not Chayiv Daraisa. You're only Chayiv Darabanan. So what's the Gemara talking about? So the Yesh Lomar says, the Mari Katz, the Kivan Tekulan Chayavin, Lo Shna Darabanan, Lo Shna Daraisa. Wow. You can have Darabanans on the list. There's no difference. Lamaisa Yechayiv, so it could be an Avan Hezek. So it says, then he says, 1 second. Is it the whole point that an A versus a Tolda, like we did yesterday, is that it's in the Pasuk? It's Aruch Yen. It doesn't answer it. So what do you, when you throw up your hands, this is a bomb kasha. So what's the Havamina? It's Durabanan. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Mitzad HaDchak. He says, I have to say something here. So Pnei Yeshua says, it must be that he Reb Chiya holds that even if you say Lo Shmei Hezek, it means a lower level is a Daraisa. You have to say that. Even though it's not the Pashas of that Gemara, that's what you have to say. That's what's suggested. I saw some of the Achronim discuss a different answer. Maybe you could say, Hezek Nika Lo Shmei Hezek, you only have to pay me Durabanan, but the Isser of Hezek was Daraisa. Like we discussed on that base. There'd be a difference between the Isser of Hezek and the payment of Hezek. So maybe the Isser LaHazek, the whole Gemara is talking about Hezek Nika Lo Shmei Hezek or Shmei Hezek regarding the payment. But maybe regarding the Isser of Hezek, everybody agrees. Well, you can't be mazik somebody even if it's not recognizable. It's usser. So maybe that could be an answer. Okay. Says the Gemara, Bishna Malatanadi Dan. Fine, according to our Mishnah. Tana Minyana Limuti Dirboshia. We have a number listed, 4, to exclude Raboshia, which is 13. Raboshia, Tana Minyana Limuti Dirboshia. And Raboshia has 13 to exclude Raboshia, is 24. El Minyana Dirboshia Limuti Mai. Why does Raboshia have a number, right? We can't count. What's the number telling us? So lemute moser umafagel, to exclude moser, if somebody is moser a fellow Jew's money to the non-Jewish authorities, umafagel, and mafagel, we'll get to that. Again, moser is a huge topic. It's one of the most egregious sins in history. We're talking about mosrim throughout history when Jews were given over to the non-Jewish authorities and led to terrible consequences. So Messiah is one of the worst of theirs. But one has to realize that a moser is only when a fellow Jew is not causing harm to other Jews and to society. If there is a fellow Jew that is endangering other Jews, whether it's children, whether it's, you know, other adults, so then that there's no mesira there. The post comes in, that's takanas nefashos in certain cases, and therefore there's a mitzvah to lock him up. It's a mitzvah, you have to know what to do. It's a mitzvah to tell the authorities. So if somebody, we have to make sure that we realize mesira is a terrible aveira. But that only applies where somebody doesn't deserve to be nimsar. But if somebody is doing something that's affecting and putting in danger other people, so then that's not called mesira. So excluding mesira is not on the list, and mefagel is not either, which we'll define mefagel in a minute. Pashtus, what does mefagel mean? The Demuki Yosef says here, pigel. Out of all the topics in Shas, hotzah I think gets the most dafim. The Malach of Hotzah gets like half of Masechah Shabbos. It's a lot of coverage in Shas. Pigel is up there. If you look all of Masechah Zvachan, there's about 70 blan on Pigel. There's many dafim on Pigel. Many blan on Pigel. So what's Pigel? If when the Kohen is doing the Shechita, he has Kavana that he's going to eat or do the Zrika La'achrasmano. That's Pigel. There's something that's also called Pigel sometimes, but it's really not Pigel, it's really Pasol, that if you're going to eat it, Chutzlam Komo. Chutzlazmano is real pigel, but chutzlamkomo is also sometimes called pigel also. So we'll have that. So let's go with that definition for a minute. Though we'll see Rashi. Felicity, why? So why are those excluded? Why aren't those on the list? So Bishlo, Mafagel, Bakashim, Bakamari. Mafagel is left out because we're not talking about Kachim. Ela Moser, my time alotani. So why isn't Moser there? Shiny Moser, de Dibura. No, Moser is just words. Ube Dibura, Lo Kamari. And we're not talking about, there are no Nezikin, Mazikim, that are just through words, and therefore they're not on the list. Ah, Motzi Shemra. What about Motzi Shemra? Didibura Huvaktani. Motzi Shemra is just words. Right? He comes to court the day after he gets married. He says, my wife wasn't a psula. Right? And he makes up a story. So that's just words. So he answers the Gemara, no, Dibura de Isbe Maisahu. Motzi Shemer is a Dibur she Isbe Maisa. What does that mean? Tosas quotes, Machlokas and Mesachas Ktubis. Tosas Dibura. Does that mean Isbe Maisa, meaning you had the Bia the night before? That's part of the Chiyuv. A Bia that's causing you to make a false claim. Or the other day of there is that Motzi Shemer is only when you hire witnesses, when you hire false witnesses to testify on your behalf. That's also a Maisa. So either way, it's Dibur de Isbe Maisa. I've ha Edom Zomimin, Dibur de Lesbe Maisa, who Edom Zomimin does not have a Maisa, Victorian, and that it's there. It's only words. So Gemara says, no, Chasam, Afa, Gav, Delesbe, Maisa, Rachmana, Karye, Maisa. Even though there's no Maisa there, the Torah calls it a Maisa. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vatsisim lo kasher zomim ma'asos la'achiv, like they try to do to their friends. So you have an Elashan Asiya by Edim Zomimin. Period. So let's go back for a minute to Mefagel. So Mefagel, so we said the Nemuki Yosef here says, Nemuki Yosef's in the back, so it's Mefagel, like regular piggle. Look at Rashi. Rashi, Mefagel. Kohen sheshachat karbanu shel Yisrael chatas l'shem shlamim. A kohen that shechs the carbon of Yisrael, that's a chatas for a shlamim. De ein carbon olo l'chovas bailo v'tzorach acher. The carbon doesn't count. You have to give another carbon. So two major problems with Rashi. Let's deal with one of them. One problem with Rashi is that the halacha seems to be wrong. If you look at the first Mishnah Maseches Vachim, let's do the other problem first. This is not called pigel. What's this called? Shelo l'shma. The first Mishnah in Zvachim says, if you shecht any carbon for a different carbon, that's called shalol l'shma, shalol l'shem carbon. That's not a pigle. That's not a pigle, that's shalol l'shma. And number two, what's the halacha by shalol l'shma? The Mishnah says, by all carbonos, it's kosher, but it's shalol olah l'bayil l'shem chova. It doesn't count for the owner. Meaning, if the owner promises to bring an olah, and I bring it shalol l'shma, so then it's a kosher carbon, but the animal has to bring another one. Except for two exceptions. Pesach and Chatas. This is chatas. So it should be puzzle. It shouldn't be kosher, lo avav shechova. So we're not dealing with that problem. That's a problem. But the other problem is that why doesn't Rashi just give the regular pshat? Piggle's piggle. So the Pnei Yeshua's Lashon, my sonny lay. Why does he hate the regular pshat? So various pshatim given for Rashi. The Tosfos Arash says, maybe Rashi's telling you a chiddush, that you might have thought that in this type of case, that the kohen is going to be putter. It's not an avanezek. Why? By pigol, that's the coin's fault. What's he doing? He has kavanah shalol chutz lazmano. But you know what? There's a lot of karmanos in the Beis HaMikdash. You know, there's a lot of animals walking around. So maybe he might have made a mistake. It's an ones. It's an ones. What can you do? I thought it was this carbon. I gave it as that carbon. So you might have thought he has some type of tour of an ones. Kamash malan. No. He doesn't have a tour. That's also an avanezek. That's what the Tosfos Arash suggests. There's no Tosfos Arash in Baba Kama. We only have it from the Shittah B'Kubetzes. But here in the Shittah B'Kubetzes, that's what he quotes. from the Tosfos Arash. Mishum delo tema to keep it the betsuyin harbe zvachin ba'azara havi kemo anus im shin Hashem azeva kamash molan da adam ula olam. Adam ula olam, and therefore there's no such p'tur. So it's not pigle. So it doesn't really mean pigle. Pigle just means a problem with the carbon. I mean, it's a either way, Rashi, exactly, a much more general statement. The any answer, except maybe the last one, isn't going to have to say that. The Pnei Yeshua. You see on the Gemara, it's pretty unusual. See on the side of the Gemara, next to the Rashi, Ein Sefer Pnei Yoshua, Maseches Bava Kama. Since when do you have that? No, of one other place, maybe in Shas, in Brachas Daf Lamed, it says that too. But there it says, by Tilas Haderach, it says, look at the Pnei Yoshua, Tuf Tam Vadas. But here he says, but look at the Pnei Yoshua. Right, and also, Maseches Bava Kama, where else would I look? Okay, so the Pnei Yoshua has a Chiddush. You have to look into all the other evidence about Pigel. The Pnei Yoshua says, maybe Pigel, the real problem by Pigel is only by the Zrika. Or by the later moment. The actual hezek doesn't happen at the Shah Shechita. And by the later moment, there's no Maisa hezek going on anymore. It's Davar de Memela. The carbon becomes pigel. Only Shalo Lishma could you point to the Shechita and say he's being mazik, the owner. So that's why he gives an example of Shalo Lishma. Because the other ones, Rashi doesn't think that they are Maisa hezekim b'shasa Shechita. That's the Pnei Yeshua suggestion. And finally, the third suggestion is the mitzvah Eisan in the back. The Eisan in the back says, one second, Rashi's example is a chatos l'shem shlamim. That is pigle. Why? Because a chatos can only be in for one day. And shlamim is 2 days and a night in between. So it is pigle. It is pigle. And that's the only one that fits in to the actual words. Okay, three pshatim, why Rashi does that. But remember, the Nebuki Yosef just says it beferish. Vaiter bishmal tana didan tana avos b'chadika toldos. According to our Mishnah, finally understand why it says avos, because it's excluding toldos. El rebchiv reboshia avos b'chadika toldos toldos in my ninu. What are the toldos of all of these 24? or the extra 20. Rabbi Avo, kulan avos l'shalami meitav. No, it just says avos to teach me that they all pay from the best. Min ha'idis, from the best of the maziks. What's the question? Whether maziks or the nizaks, the best of the properties. Well, as long as it's karka, right? We have the Nemuki Yosef on that base that if it's metaltalin, any metaltalin is called meitav. It's called the best. My time, what's the source? My time here means what's the source that you pay me meitav? Asya, tachas, nesina, yishalam, kesef. In all of these 24, you have one of these four words. Tachas, nesina, yishalam, kesef. And each of these four words appear in a context where you pay meitav. So you have Xavier Shava by all of these cases. Rashi here quotes all the psukim, where all these four appear. Okay, you can look at it. Next, lo arei asher kari amaveh. Shor is not like maveh. The Mishnah says. So my kamar. What exactly is the Mishnah saying? Amar azvin mishpeh. The Rabbah haki kamar. Lichtam rachman achada v'teisa idach minei. What do all these lines mean in the Mishnah? That this is not like this. That this is not like that. That if you wouldn't have had each one listed, you wouldn't have known it from the other ones. An hada amar chada michada lo asya. And by the end of the day, we say any one from the other one would not have been learned. That's why we have to have all of them. V'lo v'zev v'zesh yesh ben ruachayim. My kamar. So again, what does the next line of the Mishnah mean? This is what it means. Why didn't it say two? And you would have learned one from the other two. And then it says one from two wouldn't have been able to teach us the one either. Amar Rava, the kulhu kishadis bar meinayu asya kulu b'mahatzad. Really, says Rava, the Mishnah could have just said bar and any one of the other ones, and you would have been able to learn all the others from that pair. Levarmi Karen, except for Karen. Karen would have still been stuck. Why? Mishim deikel mifrach. You could have asked ma'al kulush came muad mitchilasan. Bar and any other one is a muad mitchila. That makes it a chumra. And Karen is a tam to start off. So maybe it's a kula, and therefore you wouldn't have been able to learn it. But really, in effect, it could have just said bar and one other. So why did it say all of them? Tosa says lahagdil Torah lahadir. What does that mean? We're going to have a little more explanation in a minute. Ulamad Amar Adaraba, Karen Adiv Shekavanasa Lahazik, Afilo Karen Namiasa. And according to the opinion that says the Karen is more Chamur because Kavanasa Lahazik, even Karen could have been learned from Bar and one other. Rashi, this long Rashi, just goes through how you could have learned each one from Bar and one other one. Goes through all the permutations. So then what's the whole point of why did the Mishnah list all of them if you could have learned them all from bar one other? Because each of them has separate unique halachos that don't apply to the other ones. For example, Karen l'chalik b'tabim l'muedes. Karen is a chalik between tab and muad. Shein v'regel apodim rishos harabim. Shein v'regel apater rishos harabim. They're only chayiv in rishos hanizak. Bor of Torah boas hakelim. Bor is only chayiv for animals being damaged, not for kelim. Rabbi Yehuda the machayiv on nizke kelim b'bar. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv for nizke kelim and bar.
Here the question is why the Torah mentioned all of them.
Why the Torah?
Tosfos is dealing with the question of why the Mishnah was called.
Okay, Rashi is going through the psukim. Okay.
Because if you don't say that, why is Tosfos asking the question that the Gemara is asking?
Well, we'll see. The Tosfos says that he asked that because he says you could have had he comes up with another permutation that maybe the Gemara could have listed, not just bar. Tosfos says that for you. Right, I should have waited to say that. One second, let's just finish for a second. According to Behuda, you're chayv for niske kelim, liftar boas adam. Still, you're pater for adam in bar. Pater for adam. Adam l'chayvo badal advarim. Adam is to be chayv dal advarim. Right, the by chovel. Eish liftar boas atamen. Eish to pater tamen. Something hidden in a haystack, you're going to be pater for all of these. Are going to come up later in the Masechta to discuss more at length. Or Rabbi Yehuda, the Machayv on his Ketamun Beish Lasuye Mai. Because Rabbi Yehuda, he says you're Chayv on his Ketamun. So he says Lasuye Lichacha Niro V'Sichtacha Vanaf. Cases where your Eish singes something that is not usually burned up. So you might say that it's not usually burned up. So you're going to be pater. No, Eish is even Chayv on that. Period. Just 2 points, and then we will stop. Rashi quotes, what's the source for Shein and Regel to be Pater and Rosh Hasharabim? So Rashi quotes the Pasuk, or Beer Bistei Acher, Velo Rosh Hasharabim. The Rif quotes a Svara, Urchehu, because that's the normal way an animal acts. It walks in Rosh Hasharabim, and therefore, you know, that's where you're Chayv in Rosh Hasharabim. That's where you're Pater and Rosh Hasharabim. The Nizak should have realized not to leave his stuff in Rosh Hasharabim, because animals walk and eat in Rosh Hasharabim. Ask the Rosh, why the Rif have to give a Svara? It's a Pasuk. Or Beer Bistei Acher. Says the Rush, Siman Aleph, that the Rif is giving a svara for the pasuk, because I'll give you a nafkamina. What happens if you have, if there's a long stick, says the Rush, that's sticking half into Rosh Hashayachin and half into Rosh Hasharabim, and the animal bangs into it in Rosh Hasharabim, and it breaks something in Rosh Hashayachin. Right? So what is that? So is that pater or not? So if you would have just had the pasuk, you would have said chayiv. The hezek took place in Rishus Hayachid. But says the Rosh, because the Rif gave the svara, no, this is Orchei. He's walking in Rishus Arabim. He's walking in the street. And if he's walking in the street, say he's normal. Orchei hu, and therefore you're going to be pater. That's enough gemina for giving a svara. Giving a svara. Tosos, like you said before, right? The question is, where does this Tosos come from? That's why, I think because of your problem, because the Gemara asked the question, that's why some Achronim take out this Tosos. Right, you see the Gersa on the side, the Marshal is Mochik, takes out this little Tosos of Hilchos Sayin, because the Gemara asked the question. But the other, just the last point to mention, and that is, the Gemara says, according to the Mandamar that says Karen is worse, so then you would be able to learn Karen. Who is that Mandamar that Karen is worse? So Rashi quotes on the last medium line, lowest parashecha. I don't know. So if Rashi doesn't know, there's a lot behind that, I don't know. Right, the Gra here says, what do you mean? It's yesterday's taf. Yesterday's taf, where it says, Karen is more chamer, because Kavanos Alahazik. Right, that's the day, that's the first. Tosva says, it's referring to the machlokes, later on in Daf Tezvav, whether we hold shvarim or becheska shimer kaimi, or la becheska shimer kaimi. If you hold shvarim, oxen are not in the chazaka of being guarded, la becheska shimer kaimi, that's the manda amar, that Karen is more chamer, because Kavanos Alahazik. Right, so that's what it's referring to, like that Manda Amar. But the Chinook Master just says, but 1 minute, that machlokas is between Rav Papa and Rav Bar Chana, who are both Talmidim of Rava, who we're talking about here. So he's referring to a machlokas that his Talmidim spoke about. Maybe the machlokas existed beforehand, and he's just referring to that machlokas. But either way, that's Rashi and the Gra and Tosus. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Ben Shem, we will continue.